Daughter, take courage. Your faith had made you well. Matthew 18, verse 22. Mendota, California, June 1960. The child played with a butterfly as she lay in the yellow-green grass next to the field where her parents were working. It was early summer, and all the schools had just let out for the long vacation. Not that it mattered much to her. She was only 5 years old, after all. The butterfly stood nearly motionless on her forearm, its green-blue wings moving up and down slowly, as if steadying itself. She squinted in the bright sunlight as she looked up to catch a glimpse of her mother in the cantaloupe field a few yards away. She smiled broadly, revealing neat rows of perfect little baby teeth as she made eye contact with Mama. Her mother shielded her eyes from the sun as she stood and straightened up, arching her sore back, her free arm behind her, low on her hip. She waved high and slowly to her daughter and called out to her husband, a couple of rows over.
Victor, mira niña!
Her husband waved from over his shoulder without looking up from his work. Maria Lopez shook her head tiredly and waved again to her daughter as she squatted back down to continue her labors. Panzón, she muttered. She'll be grown and waving to her own children before he knows it, she said to herself, settling onto her knees and leaning back onto her heels. Maria chopped at another stem and placed a good-sized melon into her rucksack, inching forward to swipe at the next one. The little girl stood up and waved her arm, gently setting the butterfly free to sail away on the breeze. It was beginning to get hot out as the sun rose high in the sky. The warm wind felt good on her face, and she twirled round and round in the open field. When she got too dizzy to stand, she fell to the ground, squealing with laughter. Streaks of bright white sunlight ran across the clear blue sky as if they were chasing one another around the heavens, and she raised her hands to shade her eyes. Then suddenly something broke her concentration, and she rose up to her elbows, tilted her head, and listened intently.